It's all right, love. I'm here. Veda, you can't be serious. You would sacrifice yourself? Prostrate yourself before the Arafagus and the Council, knowing this relationship, which goes completely against every rule of our realm, will be exposed in the process? I don't see any other way of saving them, Hadria. There are choices I made in their lifetime, which set them down a path they were never meant for. My intervention, though well-meaning, altered their fate entirely. Have you ever witnessed a tribunal? An atonement is even worse, Veda. Which is what this high-ranking Arafagus is calling for. From what I could gather, the Fear Eater is a bit of a wild card within our realm. They operate outside of the Council and meet solely with the Head. That kind of access is unprecedented. You have to be a prolific collector to even be granted an audience with the Head, let alone receive the privilege of working with the Head exclusively. I realize what I'm up against, which is why I cannot allow little light near any of it. This will kill you, Veda. I haven't witnessed an atonement since our mother's, which you once again kept me from. I kept you out of our realm that night for your own good. I knew the mark witnessing her give herself over would leave upon you. And yet said mark found its way to me in the end. I know. I wasn't sure I'd be able to bring you back after her death. You took it so deeply. Let all the guilt and blame rest upon your shoulders. When I realized you were taking my grief as I slept, I was furious. I should have been taking on your grief. I should have been the one shielding you, but I simply could not. I hadn't the will left in me to do much more than continue to breathe. I'm sorry.
You know better than to apologize, sister. What's done is done. I know you did not wish for me to witness Mother's atonement, but perhaps it was fated to be. Seeing her pain as I lifted your grief, taking in those images and feeling myself alive in your memories, in your place. I understand the choice I'm making now. Mother gave of herself out of love for us. For me.
Veda, no. You must.
All right, Hadria. I've come to terms with it. I understand her death was not my fault. But it also would not have happened had I never made my way to you. Had you and your mother not chosen to take me in as your own, losing her, it's changed me. My choosing to carry the grief for us both nearly destroyed me, but I understand it now. I understand how love can shift a soul, how it shapes you and makes you into something more.
And what about them? How do you expect this one to react to your choice? Do you not believe you giving your life for theirs to be a punishment in and of itself? What's to stop the Fear Eater from turning on them the moment they finish with you, Veda?
The Council would never...
The Council answers to the Head, and the Arafagus has found favor with her. She will not allow even the highest ranking among us to run free.
The atonement, if that is what is called for, evens the score. It will write the books for my own shortcomings and more than take the place of Little Light.
Veda.
This Fear Eater continues to pursue Little Light, even after taking from me. Then we will know the truth. Even the Council won't be able to deny what we already know to be true.
The Fear Eater and your Little Light are linked. They are the final piece to ascension. To ascension. Ascension. Ascension.
I know you're in here, kid. I told you what was going to happen if you didn't get your shit together. You can't act out and then claim to be the victim.
Out! Now! When I call for you, when I talk to you, don't you dare hide like this. You will respect me and you will respect your father. Ellis is the only father you're getting. You will do as you're told, and the lies about him will stop. Is that understood? Get some sleep, baby. I know you'll make things right with Ellis. I know you can be better. Be better. Better. Better.
Abaddon. Absolute. Show me that which grieves you, Adria. Lower your walls. Abaddon. Absolvisti. Revelare. Expedire.
Mother, no. You mustn't.
Silence! Leora, my light, my pride, my child. Why do you come before us now? You know you are not the one we call forth. You leave me no choice, Leora. I sentence you.
It's all right, Veda. How could she have known? I wasn't there then. It's not possible. Can no one hear their cries? Night after night. Enough. Go inside your closet. Now. I understand what your mother told you. Do as I say, child. Hide.
Revelare communem vobis fore. Ellis, now what are we going to do with you? You have much to answer for. Lingua collegationem. There's no need for you to speak, human. I've heard all I need to from my own realm. It's your turn to dance with a monster.
It's all right, little one. You can come out now. There you are. I promise you, your monster will not be bothering you tonight. You can come out now. Abscondo. Is that better, little one? No more horns. Is that a smile I see? You like magic, don't you, little one? And with a yawn that big, it's time for you to be tucked away in your bed. Take my hand. You like my tail, don't you, little one? Careful. Be careful with it. I don't mind your holding on, but be gentle. You have to close your eyes to sleep, child. Close them. It's safe now. I know you likely don't understand any of this, but I can promise you, your monster has been abated. My darkness will shield you as you rest. Close your eyes and be at peace, little one. Shh. It's all right. You're safe. Little light.
Veda.
I have to explain it to them, Hadria. I owe them at least that if I am to go forward.
There isn't time, Veda.
Then we must make time. Sister, please.
I'll go ahead and see if I can slow them down. Alaron was promoted to second guard. Perhaps he will be open to giving you the time you need to say goodbye.
Whoa. Slow down, love. Let's take this one piece at a time. All right? I can feel how your energy has shifted. I haven't felt such fear from you since the first night I found you, hidden away in your closet, all tucked up in a ball. You'd shrink yourself down in hopes of going unnoticed, only it never seemed to work. I know I told you this was a monster you'd have to face. But I cannot allow it. I cannot let you enter the tribunal knowing what awaits you. Somehow, you are connected to this Fear Eater. The best Hadria and I can gather, you may be one of the final pieces to their ascension. I'm not sure how that could be, but it's the only way we could make sense of their obsession with you, Little Light. If I am able to give myself, willingly, to the Fear Eater, it should be more than enough energy for them to no longer need you at all. Once they're satiated, Hadria can transport you out of our realm and return you to the human world. You can finally have a life free of all this, free of shadows and monsters. You will finally be able to be the bright, warm being I have always known you to be, without fear of drawing the wrong attention. You'll be free, Little Light. We both will.